Blog Talk Radio.
And it's time again for Game Show Party, Art's Friday Night Game Show Party. And so we're going to take some callers. And first caller, Holly, that's you.
Hi. I just spoke to you a while ago.
Yeah, you made it. But you're on the show now through our Blog Talk number. I think you called in once before, like years ago.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, we.
And there was this Australian girl named Jennifer who had a show.
That's right, and she used to call. We're going to get find out from Ron whatever happened to her. Let's get 4641.
Well, if he says it's Ron, that is correct. How are you doing?
Yes, that's Ron, and Holly was asking about Jen.
Hi, Holly.
Hi.
How you
Let
doing?
Let me get my other callers. And then, Ron, you'll tell us if you spoke to Jen in Australia. And 0621?
Yeah, how are we doing?
Hey, Mike. We're doing well.
How's it going?
Did you get your book yet?
Yes, it's on my Kindle.
Oh,
good. I haven't started it yet, but it's here.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the old school version. And we're going to find out what really happened to Dorothy Kilgallen. Game show related.
Make you rest in peace.
Angel
Pepper. Yeah. Ron, you remember Dorothy Kilgallen.
I remember her from What's My Line when she passed away in, I think, 65 or 66, I believe.
Right. You mean she was murdered?
Yeah. As I remember the episode, because I know it's on YouTube, and this was the episode that is Al talking to Kilgallen. The episode.
Hmm. Let's get our next caller, 6580. 6580, you're on.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm well.
That's W. Audra. That's W. Audra right there.
Hey.
I'm sorry,
Audra,
Ron.
Can you hear us? That's Audra.
Hello,
how are you doing, Audra?
Audra, good to hear from you. Audra, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
Hey,
all right, good to hear from you.
Likewise.
And Audra, I'm sure you'll tune in to Ron's show coming up next. I'm sure he'll send the link. Holly, I gave you the link. It's on Zoom. So we can actually, if you want, you could turn on your cameras and we could see you. You don't have to. You could actually call in with the Zoom.
Okay.
And you don't have to have your camera. You can put a piece of tape over it if you don't. But, hey, I did my hair, so I think I look camera ready. I wasn't exactly camera ready last week, but I am today.
Well, by the way,
back to the callers. I'm sorry.
All right. Listen, I'm going to connect. Okay, can you guys send me an invite so I could be able to connect with you?
Well, that's Ron's invite, but I sent it over to Holly. I sent you the link over Facebook for the computer. You click on that, and you'll be right into Zoom.
Okay, let me do that, okay?
I don't know if
okay.
you need an account.
Audra,
let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
Because I know you're in the area. Is Fairway still open?
I believe they closed.
They did close?
They usually do not. Yeah.
Okay, because we didn't know what was going to happen with them.
And they usually close at 11.
What?
They usually close at 11.
Oh, no, but the store is still open. Not now,
not
exact. The store is still in business, I meant to say, Audra.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's still in business, but it's currently closed now for the evening. It will reopen.
Oh, that's okay. No,
morning.
We weren't sure what was going to happen to the Brooklyn Fairway. And I know you and I like that store because we were there in November. I think we met up just before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we met in November.
And Audra and I were comparing stuffing.
It's good because you haven't.
We were checking the nutritional value. Remember that, Audra? We were checking the nutritional value of stuffings.
Yes. I remember because even though one brand has 1 gram of fat, the other has 3. But if we go for the one with the 3 grams of fat, it's has more nutritional value. Also, it's important to read the ingredients listed in the package.
Yeah, and Holly, you know I was driving Audra crazy that day looking at the nutritional values of stuffing right before Thanksgiving.
No, you wouldn't drive anyone crazy.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sure you did. That's probably not the time to worry about
nutrition. Well, now we know what that means.
We had time to worry about stuffing back in December and November.
Yeah,
hey,
let's find a more natural way, to make it instead of, injecting it with all these preservatives and artificial flavors and all this GMOs. When I made it the next day during Thanksgiving, my family was so impressed. It tastes so wholesome.
Holly, how did my stuffing taste? Holly?
Holly?
How did my stuffing come out?
You always have a variety of stuffing.
Yes, I always do.
I mean, some of them are better than others. I like your... you make like 20 varieties. I guess they'll all be winners. I mean,
there's definitely no comparison there. He's right.
Wait.
Yeah, one has to be good. Anyway, we got about, these blog talk shows, they're shorter than they used to be, huh, Ron? We got about 7 minutes live, but we go into archive for an extra 15, so we do have some time. So if anyone wants to call in, you got to get in before 11:15. It's 516-387-1915, 1915. But right now we got the callers we got, so we're going to play a little... We're going actually back to the beginning, and we're going to play Word Crash, which was the game I played on the very first Blog Talk show I did. And let's see. It looks like Anton is having a little trouble getting in. What is the number again? It's 516-387-1915. It could be we... reached our maximum, but we'll try again.
Well, if Anton's listening, you can come on the Zoom conferencing later tonight.
He's saying it's for a clothing store. No, it's...
Actually, Ron, you probably, instead of putting the 516 area code, you put the 718 area code. And it took me to an answer machine.
Did I really? Oh, okay. I put 7. Oh, my mistake. Oh, my goodness. This being at home has melted my brain, Audra. 516-387. You know what? I've been 718. 1915. Try the 516 area code. And we'll see if we can get him in.
I called the 516 area code, and I managed to get through.
Okay. Let's try to get in. Oh, here we got more callers. We got, hey, Phil.
Hey, what's going on?
Phil, and 3753, is that you, Anton?
Yes.
I apologize, Anton. Welcome back to our Friday night.
Good to see you, Anton.
Radio stuff. How is quarantine going for you, Anton?
It's going okay. I miss going to the theater and getting groceries from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I miss that stuff too. I'm in the house. You do have nice views, though. You know, I'm pretty much solitary here. Not much of a window view. A little tiny drop of sunlight. I'm one step up from a basement apartment at my house. And I haven't been in my backyard because there's neighbors and they're there without masks. So what could you do? Hey, Phil, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Everything's going all right. Still going.
I mean, you got some nice
things
from your window. You did go out.
Yeah,
with
a little
mask.
Bit. And, yeah, I went out.
I did check my car. You know, if you do have a car, it's important to start it. So I did start
and drive
my
around
car.
Too. Yeah.
And you could. You're safe in your car. I just didn't want to move my car because it's in a spot and there's no alternate side so far until the 28th. And we'll see what's up with that.
Yep.
If not, we'll only wait until 2021 and we'll get that vaccine up our butts and get this thing done with. No offense, three people, for my language. There was a question once on Break the Bank, and I know Warren probably watched every episode. The Break the Bank with the mustaches and the lips, not the one that was on in 1985. They fired Gene Rayburn, so I never forgave them for that. But the one in 76, they asked this question, where is the best place to receive a vaccine or a shot? In your arm or in your butt?
I'd say the arm.
I would say arm, too, because it sounds a lot easier because when you have the regular kind of vaccine, I always take the two shots, so it's definitely your arm.
It is arm. Yeah, that was the right. And it was funny, the contestant was a doctor, and he missed it.
What? Yeah, you know that.
He said, but. But I like that Break the Bank. Second highest rated show of 1976, and it got canceled in 15 weeks. Go figure.
Maybe.
I know. Except for the syndication one, that it went the whole season anyway.
Well, that didn't do that well. It was on Saturdays at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, it holds about Jack Barry, of course.
Yeah,
so crazy.
I thought Tom Kennedy, Jack Barry looked very uncomfortable, to be honest with you, with those sunglasses he was wearing.
He
better on Joker's Wild. Anyway, we got about 2 minutes left, so folks, if you want to call in, we got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 callers, so I guess I'm grandfathered in on this free account, but they still only give us 15 live minutes and 15 minutes in archive. Ron, are you ever going to revive your show on Blog Talk?
Well, hopefully soon, because if I do, I'll let you know when, because we're going to try to do something like a extra game show portion for an extra 30 minutes, and who knows what's going to happen. Well, we'll let you know when it's going to be.
And I know,
so,
Phil, you're coming back.
Yes, hopefully back. But right now, I'm just focusing tonight's episode because, because last week, and if you haven't seen us last week, this episode that we taped last week during our Zoom conference, video conference, that segment is going to be on tonight's episode.
Yeah.
Really? You squeezed it in and got it in there very fast.
I never got my waiver.
Well, those of us in Brooklyn, that's right. Those of us in Brooklyn are able to tune it in. People not in Brooklyn, like Anton and Holly, can also tune in your show at 11:30. They can stream it online.
Watch. And here it is. It's Brick, B-R-I-C, artsmedia.org/1. B-R-I-C.
A shameless plug.
Well, if it doesn't say, you don't want to put the word brick, like B-R-I-C-K, but it's not going to be easy. It's B-R-I-C.
Don't put the K in, it's not going to work.
That's right. That's why we don't want to give them so much problems on that. But we'll give you the information online, and if you want to check it out, brickartsmedia.org/1 tonight. It's the Game Show Studio Way Back episode of Generation Gap, hosted by Arthur, and it was from 1996.
From what year?
1996.
Wow, it's only 5 years old.
No. But it's going to be tonight, for sure. You'll see what I'm talking about.
All right, hey, we got 5 seconds. I'm going to say goodbye to our live audience, but folks, stay on the line because you're still on. We're now in archive. All right, so we're going to play a little our first game that we ever did, Word Crash. And so it's a little bit like before and after. And I'll give all of you one topic so we get a little game in. Who wants to go first?
We'll get a lady first if it's possible.
Ron, would you
all
like
right,
to go,
well,
first?
Go first? Go for it, Ron.
Back to me?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go first. All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to give you two, like a clue, where one thing meets another and they crash together. And so, that you know, it's like before and after, the middle word or the middle part of a word would be shared. So pick a number from 1 to 10, and I'll read the one you get.
Okay. I will go with Lucky 7.
Lucky 7. The home of the Whopper meets a huge movie gorilla-like creature.
I buzz in.
Burger King Kong.
There you go, Burger King Kong. All right. Ron, very good. You got a point.
Thank you.
We'll go. We'll let everybody get a shot at this because we have about 13 minutes in archive, and I know I wanted to ask a couple of game show-related questions that came up. Who wants to go next? Phil, you up for one?
All right.
All right, pick a number, anything but 7.
Okay, 3.
And if you remember the way we used to play this, just for fun, I don't have that loud Claxton buzzer like that other guy used to do Monday nights where he used to buzz us.
Well,
I don't know. He didn't call in tonight.
Here's the thing. I do have the sound effects with me just in case you need it.
Oh, okay.
I'm always prepared for them.
That's very Christian of you, Ron.
Thank you very much.
Even though I'm Jewish. But actually, technically, so is Ron. Phil, you pick what number?
3.
Okay, the biggest city in France meets the biggest city in Turkey.
Istanbul?
Somebody helped you, Phil. Very good.
I didn't hear it.
Istanbul.
Paris, Istanbul.
Oh, that was very nice of Audra to help you, Phil.
I knew Paris, but I was thinking Turkey, so I eventually would have gotten. Thank you very much.
All right. So you get a point courtesy of Audra. Audra, would you like to try one?
Sure thing.
Audra's a very good player. Remember, we were Family Feud champs there at that.
Yeah,
2 years ago.
They don't do that anymore. I hate that.
At the brick thing, yeah.
I remember.
They did away with it. What the hell?
Yeah, that's the one with John Candy yourself, Lisa.
Yeah, I remember, Lisa.
That's the one.
All right, pick a number. Just don't pick 3 or 7.
5.
Number 5, Mound's Nutty Sister Candy meets a host of The View.
That would be Almond Joy Behar.
Very good. Oh, you even got a bell, courtesy of Ron. All right. Holly, would you like to try one? You know, if you don't get it,
yeah.
Audrey is going to help you.
Yeah, sure. I don't. I'm not really good at trivia, but yeah, I'll try. I gotta pick a
Audrey
number.
Will help
go
you. You know that.
Okay. So pick a number from 1 to 10.
Yeah. So pick a number. We used up 3. We used up 7, and we used up 5.
10.
Oh, I think you might get this. Evita Lyricist meets the San Francisco Treat.
Oh, Tim Rice. Tim Rice was a lyricist who collaborated with Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Okay, Evita Lyricist meets the San Francisco Treat. Audra will help you.
Tim Rice.
You got
need
a tough
more.
One, to be honest.
What do you? It's Tim Rice.
Jim Rice-a-roni, very good, the San Francisco treat. I'm actually having that.
Oh, you wanted me to combine his name with the food.
Right. It crashed together. I'm actually having rice-a-roni and hamburger helper, a very 70s dinner tonight. Hamburger helper and rice-a-roni.
I remember that one for sure, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mike, would you like to try one?
Sure, why not?
All right, let's pick a number.
13. 4.
Oh.
I think you might get this. Jousting Dinner Theater meets the world's official New Year's Eve location.
Oh, I get this.
Medieval Times Square.
I'm sorry?
Medieval Times Square.
You got it. I knew you would get that. Mike's a very good player. Have you ever been to Medieval Times?
Yeah,
I've never been there yet,
actually.
I've never was in Medieval Times.
You know, I like going a lot of places. That's one place that just never appealed to me as something I want to do.
I went with that camp we used to work at.
Yeah, but they went. Right, which, you're talking about the one that begins with a P?
I am. I went when I was a camper there for that 1 year or whatever.
Yeah. Wow, that's that was a matinee probably. That's a pretty good trip. I just never was impressed with
that I got from there also.
Well, I know you are a keychain collector. Let's see
if
Anton knows. What do you call what is the word for someone who collects keychains? I don't even know it, but Mike, you're gonna refresh my memory. Because I know there's a word for what you do.
The people even collect.
Anton, are you there?
No, yeah, I don't know the answer.
Anton, you're going to learn something now, Anton. Mike, tell us what that word is, the person who collects keychains. There was a word, and you mentioned it.
I don't even think I remember the word anymore, to be quite honest.
Oh, wow, we're going to have to look that up. And Anton, trust me, there's a word. And I added to your keychain collection with something or other, I think, from Knoebel.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. All these places love
is
to go back.
Is there a word for somebody who collects bus transfers?
I don't know. There probably is. Okay, so, yeah, we got that one. Anton, you didn't go yet.
No, I didn't go yet. I'll take number 9.
Java Cup meets arrest photo.
Coffee mug shot.
You got it, Anton. Okay. And I think everybody went with Ron. Am I correct?
I did that part. Remember, I got the first one right.
Okay, so Vaughn, would you like another shot? We have a couple. You know what? We have a couple left that we didn't use, so why don't we just lay them out?
I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. Can you carry this over to our Zoom conference thing? Maybe we can give a chance on that.
Oh, you want me to carry it over to your show?
Yeah.
Why not? Because we
there
have about 6 minutes left. We have 6 minutes left,
yeah.
So let's see. We didn't use number 1. We didn't use 2. We didn't use 6. And we didn't use 8.
No, we did use 6.
Use 6? No, I don't think we did 6.
You didn't do 6.
We did Istanbul. We did Medieval Times Square, Almond Joy Behar, Burger King Kong, Coffee Mugshot, and Tim Rice-a-roni. So we had 4 left.
Okay, so we carry over.
All right, well, thank you for playing that. Listen, before we end our show, we have about 5 minutes. And then we're going to all zoom on to Ron.
I was disinfecting.
That's okay, Holly. I'm glad you all. First of all, this is our largest turnout, I think, not just for 2020. I think 6 callers might be the most I've ever had at one time. And
well
it takes
done.
A quarantine
think,
to
I
do.
I think very well done. And gave everybody a number. You can thank me because I had an order that day. You know, it was a good thing I did. So that gives you the largest turnout today, anyway.
And it takes a quarantine to get these ratings. actually, the ratings are up. People have nothing better. They're actually going into Blog Talk, and they're doing this stuff. There's a new Facebook page called A View From My Window. Mine isn't that good.
Oh, really?
I see a pear tree.
If you show your cats moving across the floor, they'll tune in, you know.
What?
Anyway. If you show your cats moving across the floor, they'll tune in.
So. Yeah, no, they're just tuning in for anything. But thank you all for calling. We have about 4 minutes left. So, Phil, do you want to bump something? I think you said you're coming back.
Yes, it was going to be this weekend. I was thinking Sunday, but believe it or not, I got busy, so...
Busy? What are you doing?
I got a whole bunch of video chats scheduled and stuff planned in-house.
Okay.
A lot of study.
You got lined up.
I'm keeping busy. But, yeah, Art, you got to come up with your game, because you're going to be hosting that.
Oh, okay. We got a lot of games we could try. I thought Match Game was great. You know, if we get the people to come... Ron, you could play Match Game with
I have,
the old man.
As a matter of fact, Art. I got
you
two more questions.
You can play
the
Match
Game. Yeah, we can do that, too, also. I have a couple of questions. Match Game questions, anyway. Well,
one from the 60s, where your name flipped over and said Match.
Yeah.
You know,
I
don't
want to
put a negative call on this kind of a dark cloud, but the surviving episode of the Match Game, which had contestants, well, there are a few more at the Museum of Broadcasting, but really sadly, and this is a sad coincidence, that the two celebrities that appeared both died in a car accident. The surviving episode that actually had contestants from 1964 featured Jane Mansfield, who we know she died in a terrible car accident, and just
I
recently,
heard the Hardy's mother.
I thought she OD'd. Oh.
Yes, and her opponent was Orson Bean, who just before this quarantine was crossing a street in California and got hit by a car.
I tell you, he is one of the funniest guys we've ever had. I tell you, he is one of the funniest guys we've ever had, and you know what I'm talking about anyway. So,
I don't
want
to have to say I have bad memories from that place, because I used to like that Match Game. Very quick question, too. What did you think, and Anton, I'm going to ask you because I know, I don't know if you watched Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but what did you think of them really bastardizing the rules and giving the woman a free shot? The celebrity contestant, she said final answer, she locked in. I know it was celebrities, and I know she would have gotten $32,000, but she ended up, I think, with $125,000. And, yes, I know it's charity, but it really did do something to the credibility of the game. What do you think, Anton?
I think it wasn't – I think they shouldn't have done that.
Right, because she did – it really just lacked the credibility. I've seen a lot of other people – it's on YouTube – who blurted out final answer and knew they made a mistake. They just said it too fast. You're under the lights. It could happen. Trust me, I was there, and I know that that can happen when you're just it's very surreal being on a TV show. And Anton, you were there, too.
Yeah.
Yes, you won $1,000.
Yes, I did.
All right, so...
But there's a question I wanted to ask you, but I'm going to get a minute left. Which one do you like it better, the original version of this game show, or was it the one that had the one with the money ladder questions, where Mary Vieira and then Cedric and Terry Crews host, or the one that's always classic back then, hosted by Chris Harrison? That's a good question I'm going to ask you.
I liked it. I have to be honest, and we only got 30 seconds left. We're going to continue on your show. I liked it with Meredith Vieira. I didn't think this was – I liked – I think Cedric the Entertainer was great on It's Worth What. Millionaire wasn't a comedian show. And Terry Crews was all about Terry Crews. I thought this wasn't his show. It wasn't the place for him to host it. And that was my take. Hey, listen, we got 3 seconds left. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next Friday. Ron Show next.
See you all on Dylan's Conference Day.
All right.